Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Tanya Maria, your host of ColoredPeople.net, a multicultural artistic network. We are so honored to have with us again Mr. Emotion, Mr. Bunny Sigler. And some of the songs you've heard were amazing hits that all of you know, Somebody Loves You Baby, Patti LaBelle, co-written by Eugene, Lamb Chop Curry, a million seller for Patti LaBelle. You got Your Hooks in Me by the OJs from the Ship Ahoy album. It's Bunny's first solo written song. And You Are My Sunshine, co-wrote with Phil Hurt, and so many other hits, Backstabbers and Love Train. And we would have to take a whole show just to mention all of Bunny's hits. So it's with great honor that we have him with us today talking about his latest release, Bundino. And with me, I have Clay Corley. He is the creator and host of Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. And also April 22nd and 23rd of this year at the Clarion Hotel and Conference Center, you can meet Clay and have a wonderful time with his annual show this year. It's called Inspired Distinctions, and we'll let him tell us about the show a little later. But let me welcome my co-host, Clay Corley. Are you there, Clay?
Yes, I am, Tanya Maria. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of this wonderful program.
Yes, thank you for being with us. You're such a tremendous supporter of our network. You've been a member for so many years, so we're very happy to have you, and thank you for accepting my invitation, you being a native of Philadelphia.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, having Bunny, who is such a important fabric of our history and the Philly sound. So without further ado, Bunny, are you there?
I'm here, Tanya. Ooh, oh, Lord, na-na-na-na-na. I like to moan, excuse me for singing. Oh, how you doing?
You are so sweet. Thank you so much, Bunny. I appreciate it. How are you doing?
Well, I'm feeling great. Loving music. You know, just it's a wonderful thing to do great music, but I just love music. And, you know, I was really proud. I'm really thank you for those songs that you played. It brings back memories, you know.
Yes.
And I'm glad my niece is named Tanya. And I was going to say, Maria, I've just met a girl named Maria.
Bunny, it is an honor to have you.
I always say when I have trouble talking.
Oh, that's fine. I know you're never lost for words because you've penned so many beautiful lyrics. And I'd like you to say hello to our co-host, Clay Corley.
Hello, Brother Clay. Do it your way. You hear what I say.
Yeah, well, you know what? Any day, as I stand or lay, it's always wonderful to give your music a play.
It's good to hear a rhyme and a cool time and a bim bam sam wham rhyme. Everything's all right. It's tight and out of place. Excuse me for the trash talking.
And everything is all right.
Okay.
Hey, Bunny Siglin, look, it's such an honor to be with, number one, to be with Tanya Maria on her program, but being from Philadelphia and, you know, coming up listening to your music like all of my life. And, you know, I used to joke around with my children with some of the songs that Tanya Maria just played. I was joking with them. I said, man, look, you was made to that song and you were made to that song and me and your mother made you to that song. I mean, it's just... Yeah, it's just, you know, you dance to your music, you romance to your music, you reminisce to your music, and as some people from WDAS, one of the radio stations, used to say here, sometimes you listen to remember and sometimes you listen to forget. So I would really just like to thank you for, you know, being a part of my life and a part of the lives of many others.
Well, you mentioned it. I had one record out that was causing a lot of problems. So your body's here with me, but your mind is on the other side of town. They were sending messages to their husbands, you know, or their boyfriends, you know. They was on one side of town and their mind was somewhere else. But,
oh, yeah.
Got to keep it right.
Absolutely. And again, just thank you for taking time out from your schedule also to be here with Tanya Maria on her program.
It is beautiful because like, we had such a rough week here with rain, and no sooner he said it's time to come on the show, the sun came out. So, Tanya, I think you brought the sun out here in Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
It's been cloudy all week. You know, they got rain all down south. We got sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And, Tanya, you are my sunshine.
Oh, thank you, Bunny. That is so sweet. I do, you know, it's funny because we meet. This is your third time that we've been honored to have you. And, you know, I've never met Clay in person. I've never met you in person. And it would be an honor to do so one day. So maybe in April when Clay has the show, Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry, that he has on an annual basis, maybe, you know, I can come out there and we can all meet. Who knows? But, Clay, take a quick second and tell us briefly about what you do with the Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry and your show this coming April.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Now, I'll make it as quick as possible because, I really have some things I'd like to ask Bunny. The show takes place April 22nd and 23rd. It showcases some local and national jazz musicians and poets, and they all come together and put on a nice event. You know, it's a nice buffet, and it's, you know, it's just a really good time, and it's an entire weekend. And it's also includes a lecture from some of the artists. My day job, which is Mercy Philadelphia Hospital, they allowed me to have a room there so that we can do a lecture on the importance of the healing properties of music and verse. So it's a you know, Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry is not only dedicated to entertaining, but to get some education out of the deal, too. So April 22nd and 23rd at the Clarion Hotel and Conference Center by the Philadelphia International Airport. That's 2016. and, you know, it's from 5 p.m. until like 10:30 or something like that. But it's just a wonderful time to network as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I'd like to tell you this. As far as me, as R&B, I sing jazz also. I worked back when I first started singing, you had to do a little bit of everything. And I followed a club called The Showboat.
Oh, yeah,
I followed Art Blakely into The Showboat. And I was in South Africa with Dexter Wanzel and Gene Karn, and they had hired me to sing R&B in Johannesburg, but they couldn't get the protection for the people, so they canceled my show, but they brought me over anyway, and I got up and I sang Funny Valentine with Gene Karn, and the woman said, well, I didn't know you sang jazz, and I love jazz. I go to jazz things, and I get up there, and I get funky with the jazz. You know, it's all music to me. And there's thing, I had my knees operated. I had both knees operated on, and I was in the hospital, and I'd run around in my wheelchair and be singing for people. I even sang on the church thing. And there was a woman sitting there. She was Italian, and she wouldn't talk to her kids. She wouldn't talk to the doctors or nothing. So the guy asked me, would you sing for my mother? So I said, drink up all you people. Order anything you see. Have fun, pretty lady. The drinks and the laughs are bunny. Try to think that love is not around. And she lifted her head up and it scared me. She came right up. But it was that music. And she said, you sang Sinatra. She loved Sinatra. And I never forget that, you know, response. When you said something about the healing of music, you know, it heals me. You know, I feel, you know, when I look at a movie, I listen to the music. I can feel the music and stuff from the movies. Mm. And music it's just a wonderful thing. It just makes my life.
Yeah, amen. Well, what would the world be without music?
And it's unique because I work in a hospital, and in Mercy, Philadelphia. I know you're probably familiar with Philly as well. Oh yeah.
Yes.
And you know, the patients that are there, they really perk up, you know, when they see, because we have it shown in all of the TVs in their rooms. And they really perk up when they hear that music. It's so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that music aspect of the whole healing process.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had two aunts that I lost. They were in hospice care. And when I come in to see them, I'd come in singing to them. I had one aunt that thought I was Smokey. She saw Smokey Robinson on television in California. And she said, "How did you get here so fast?" Because everybody said, "Man, Smoke." And I had to tell her I wasn't Smoke, but I was singing for the older women in there. There's an old song, I don't know whether it's Billy X, I just sing, "Jelly, jelly, jelly, jelly stays on my mind." And I sing that, the older women, they would look it up and think it back in a bit, when they were young and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd do anything to get a response from people.
Amen. I have in front of me the list of all the tracks for your latest release, Bundino. And I tell you, Bunny, it's hard to have a show and not want to play everything because your music is so awesome. You have When I Think of You, it's one of my favorites, on your Christmas album, which is timeless. And you know, everybody should go get one. You guys go to Amazon, go to CD Baby, wherever. Go find Bunny's Christmas album. You have at least two that recently you've done, right, Bunny? When You're in Love at Christmas Time.
Yes.
And
well,
I
did a remix on Little Drummer Boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna come out.
Fantastic.
And Ave Maria, I sang that in Italian. And I was surprised how many people liked that song. I sang it at a funeral, and I was surprised. It was African American people who asked for me to sing it. I thought I was gonna come in there and find some Italian. That was gonna say, "Ed, it's tutti orecchiano, molto manari forte grande, molto rare chair, le grande." But it was some brothers, so I came to say, "Right on, how y'all doing? What's up?" And I think Ave Maria, but it's just, and that's another thing about music. The Christmas, I'm getting ready for it right now, you know. And I got a Santa Claus suit too, but I ain't gonna put it on right now.
You know, one of my favorites. I have so many favorites. My daughter, she's 9 years old. You have a young fan club too, you know, and
well,
she
fantastic.
Just loves your Christmas record. Heart the Angels Sing, that is just a fabulous song. I just love that one. But you just are nonstop. You've had so many videos that you've done since we last spoke with you in 2013. And you have, of course, your relationship with Instant Funk, where you have this great video out that we're going to play Buttermilk and Cornbread in a little bit.
Made me so mad. I didn't mean to cut that. She made me so mad buying tablecloths and flowers and catering the food.
She made you mad because?
Well, because it was doing it outside. I had to go out to different places to find a certain kind of tablecloth, and she wanted some flowers and certain kind of cups and everything, you know. She likes everything to be perfect, top shelf.
Of course. Of course.
I was just going to put some food out there with buttermilk in a basket and go from there.
And they would have loved it, too. You know what I mean?
But you can't feed them before they sing.
Right.
You feed them, but ain't nobody going to do nothing.
That's right.
Well, let's take a quick break. I'd like to play When I Think of You. That is on the current album, Bundino. And when we get back, we'll find out all the many names other than Mr. Emotion and Bundino and why this album was named Bundino. But we are honored to have Bunny Sigler. Our co-host is Clay Corley, creator and host of Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. And I'm Tanya Maria, your host of ColoredPeople.net. We'll be right back.
My alarm clock wakes me up to start the day. The first thing I think about is you right away. The smell of coffee and the breakfast toast. I love the way you scramble my eggs the most. They are some of the things that makes me always think of. There's been times when life has been hard, but through it all, you were always there for me. To help me fight the fight when things just wouldn't, they wouldn't go right, you stood by me. Sneakers are still hanging across the line. I don't know what happened to that pair of mine. The neighborhood has changed, but I love.
Much for joining us. This is Tanya Maria, your host of ColoredPeople.net, a multicultural artistic network. We are sponsored by Zervita Independent Consultants, distributing Zeal for Life products, a natural nutritional supplement. You can get more information at zealforlifeproducts.com. Bunny, welcome back. As I was listening to the song, which is one of my favorites, I was thinking about your performance at TBN, The Lord's Prayer. I encourage everybody to go on YouTube and look at that and be blessed. And your YouTube channel, Unspoken Words. I love that song. It's so meaningful, so beautiful. Do you still get butterflies when you go on stage? It's a silly question, but I have to ask.
No, I sing to the person in the back of the room. If I reach the person in the back, then I got all the people in the beginning. And like you mentioned, New York, I didn't know those people had church like that. You know, they really enjoy. I mean, I was surprised and how much they got into and give you inspiration. If I sing for you and you give me inspiration, wherever you go, I'm going with you. You know, I was surprised. I went to a church in New York after somebody saw me on TV and they had me to come to the church. And I'm glad you like cross-section of music I be doing because I enjoy it all. I do the anthem, too, for the Wounded Warriors. And I do a lot of that and stuff. And I'm just the whole music thing of those people in New York and just anywhere I've done the Lord's Prayer, though, it's a different thing. Kenny Gamble said it's my new signature song. Mm-hmm. But as far as the butterflies, you know, I get some, you know, because the way people look, I enjoy it. I'm in heaven. When I'm out on the stage, it's like, you know, I'm in heaven. And don't let them act like they're enjoying it. I'd be going crazy. And that's why I wish the rest of the world, there's a lot of people who haven't seen me perform, and I plan to give them a chance to do that. I may have a TV show coming up where I'll be performing with some young kids from Philadelphia. I'm trying to help to get some young kids to teach them the things I know and the things other people know.
Wonderful.
And it's all about the music. And one thing you said about Hark the Herald Angels, you know, when you cut a song, you don't know what song people are going to like. I did some stuff in the church. And that was one of my second thoughts to do that. And that one went over. I couldn't believe it the way that people loved it. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And they really got into it. And I was, you know, so I just sing and give them whatever they want.
That's a masterpiece. I just have one quick question. I'll turn it over to Clay. Talking about your diversity and keeping up with the times and the timeless music that you have brought to this world. Tell us briefly your collaboration with Jay-Z. How did that go?
My nephew has a group called the Young Guns, and they were on tour with Jay-Z, and I did a thing, met him. I did a thing for Radio 1. They were doing some kind of show, and he just. My wife was surprised about how really nice he was, you know, just different than you know than you see him on there. He was like almost shy like, and that's you know, everybody have a persona in front of people, but like when they get behind,
right.
He was like really, really down to earth. And my wife just said, "Oh, I love you and Beyonce together." She was all over. I said, "Leave that man alone." But I'm saying that he came off really great, you know. And the thing is with the music, it's a blessing I have from God to have been to do the things that, you know, like the thing on Nelly and Kelly Dilemma. No matter what I do, I'm so in love with you. And like right now, the thing had that song, When I Think of You, like he was talking about the song that wrote before, Baby Making Song. This song was something I wanted to write that was just a song about life, you know. And I only had to, when the wind starts to blow and the clouds look like we're going to have snow, I think of you. And that's all I had first, and then I took it from there. So it's a blessing that God, you know, I'm 74 years old. An age, but I feel 20, 25 when it comes to music, and I feel like I'm just starting as a singer and as a writer, and I'm really happy, and I'm really honored to be on this show that you and Clay talking to the people, you know, in your listening audience, and I'm honored to be here.
Thank you. Like
yeah, I am. You're
right.
You know,
Just
listening to you talk about the children, though, that's, you know, that's what it's all about. I feel that way also because, you know, the history of the music that you do and yourself, along with the history of jazz, which I concentrate a lot on, if we don't teach it to our children, we will lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I really, you know, feel that way. But, Bunny, one thing that I wanted to ask you was you've did so much with, you know, so many people in your songs. I mean, you're a poet. I mean, it's cut and dry. That's what you are. And your music has just, you know, it just goes in all different directions. You know what I mean? And you're truly universal. So many people from all over the world just love listening to your music. But Philadelphia International Records, I want to just talk briefly about that or ask you a question. How did you feel in, I think that was 2010, and me being from Philadelphia, it was really hurtful to me. But when Philadelphia International, that building caught on fire, and had to be demolished. How did you feel being that you did so much work in really building Philadelphia International into a powerhouse?
Well, I felt so bad because at the same time, I had just did a video about Philadelphia's burning. It was the anniversary of the burning out in West Philly.
Oh, yeah, Move.
And,
sure.
Move. And I have a video. It's talking about that fire, and then it talks about gambling, huffing them. And it's just, you know, it was like Kenny said, it was home. It was our home. Even though I wasn't signed there, I still went there. We did sessions there, and there's so many. I dream about them there a lot. And the main thing I dream about is Elaine Johnson, who worked for Kenny Gamble. I was saying, man, I'm going to Elaine and get my check. Because I always get a check and get my 4 weeks in advance, and then I wake up and it's just a dream. And, like, right now driving past there, it's just getting tore down. They're getting ready to put up another building. But that thing, it should have been there. It shouldn't have happened.
Mm.
But I was brokenhearted, and Kenny just was, you know. They really had nowhere to go now. You know, you could have everything in the world. But that was the place, you know. They have everything, but that was the place where they could go, and all of the memories that were there. And they still did interviews and stuff in there before the fire happened and stuff. And there's just so many things, you know, that's gone out of there. And it was Kenny just was, you know, well, it was his building though. But I mean, he was just messed up, you know. Mm. I think with all he got. Not having that was, like, devastating.
Yeah, I was, too, and that's just from just being a fan and a Philadelphian. You know, that really was a hurt piece for me. Now, the one more question that I'd like to ask you about is, you know, I walked down in Center City along the Avenue of the Arts, you know, quite frequently, and, you know, I'm almost like a tourist sometimes when I'm looking down at the pavement and I see the Walk of Fame. I want you to be on that Walk of Fame so bad. It's unbelievable.
Go ahead. I'll listen to you.
Yeah, no, you know, I went to the website that deals with that, and I just had to tell you, I nominated you, and I don't even see why you're not already there.
Well, I have talked to those people so much, and I got somebody call me and say their name. They say if I come up with a certain amount of money, they put me there. But I don't, you know, why should I have to pay something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been singing in this town I've been singing since before I got out of school. I got out in 1959. I was still singing in clubs. and I head out to Let the Good Time Roll. And I've sang in everything you could have in Philadelphia, here in the clubs. I worked in piano bars, the Uptown, the little clubs, the Spectrum. I did anthems. I did everything you could do to be known as from Philadelphia. And it's and all the stuff, like you mentioned, Gambling Huff, a lot of those acts that had hit records, the back, they don't even sing in the background. Me, Phil Hurt, and Carl Helm, who was a great singer, too. I don't know. You know Carl Helm?
Oh, yeah, I know Carl Helm, sure.
We're singing background on most of the hit records that came out of Philadelphia, on the Stylistics, and me and Kenny and Leon Huff are singing If You Don't Know Me By Now by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and Bad Luck. Mm-hmm. And all these things. So, I mean, I'm getting recognition from Kenny, but that thing in the street, and I'm glad you brought it up and I didn't bring it up, you know, because I usually bring it up to the people. But it's a hurting thing. But, you know, I know the people know. You know,
right.
When I meet somebody, like a person like you, like you don't know how much that means to me, what you just say, you nominated me and figured I should be there. That really means a lot. But I'm saying if I don't get there, you know, the love that I feel from the people, when I go somewhere, there's something they call me and it's, I'd rather they say, well, man, you a legend. You know, I said, wow, you know, I just feel like a writer.
That's right.
But, I mean, it's the love that they give. And I'm saying is, they, you know, I'm, like I said to you, I'm just starting. I'm doing more things. You know, I got some new stuff coming out, and I'm just learning. What I did on this album of Bundino, I had a young kid that worked for me. His name is Saint Man. He's from Haiti. He's a great musician, plays guitar, piano, and he do all the tracks and everything. The song Red and Yellow, Black or White, that was like a Cuban kind of sound thing we did.
I love
with
that song.
And stuff.
Love
well,
it.
That's one of my favorites, you know, and I'm just ready to just explode. I mean, just as long as God gives me strength, I'm going to sing and I'm going to perform. And like poetry, like I'm saying, a lot of poets have come down to Gamble and Huff at times to write. But if I get a title of a song, then I'll go from there, you know. I don't know whether they had, some people have poetry, but it goes, you know, just different way they tell the story.
Right.
But if they say something, you know, I just write about anything. One of my favorite songs on the Christmas album is When I Think of You. And I have a cartoon out. It's about, I took it from Bach. The weather was so bad, Santa couldn't go, and Rudolph's nose had lost his coat. That's when I came along. It's the thing, I had a dream I could fly. And I was like, I'm a grown man. I ain't dreamed that since I was a little boy. But I have a problem now. I actually don't feel like I get no sleep. I dream every night.
Mm.
All night. I'll be doing all kind of stuff. So I just said, I dream about the studio and I dream about places I perform. And I ain't got no cab. I got a BMW now, but I keep dreaming about I'm in a Cadillac, you know. And I don't have a Cadillac no more, but I don't ever dream about my people. It's a convertible Cadillac. And then I be dreaming, I leave it two blocks from the house, I'm out there walking, I can't find it. So that's what I know, having some crazy dreams. But it's the music is always playing, whatever I do.
Well, Red, Black, and White is very spicy, very Latin, very. It has Middle Eastern. It has a little bit of everything, and I'm gonna play that to our listeners. You're listening to ColoredPeople.net.
Red and yellow, black and white, you are precious in my sight. Ooh, baby. Ooh, honey.
There really ain't no difference between you and me.
My co-host is Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry creator and host, Clay Corley. And you're listening to ColoredPeople.net, a multicultural artistic network. We're sponsored by Zervita Independent Consultants, offering you a natural nutritional supplement called Zeal for Life. Doesn't get any better than that. Check it out at zealforlifeproducts.com. Buddy!
Yes.
I love this song.
You know what? Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I have a zeal for life. I have a zeal for life. I even tell my wife that I have a zeal for life. That's enough. Commercial.
Awesome. I'm going to have to use that. Thank you, Bunny. You're so sweet. Mm. I love you. Oh, my goodness. I'm having so much fun. Tell us about Bundino. I know that's one of your many names, but why did you name this Bundino? And tell us about the general process of the whole album, the 14 songs. How long did it take you? And, you know, some of the challenges you may have had. And not that I think you had any, but tell us, share with us your process on this album.
Bundino is, hey, I wanted a more romantic name. Bunny's like a little bunny baby. So Bundino is like, hey, isn't that a Bundino? The lover.
Yeah.
So I call myself Bundino. And most people in the business know, if I go somewhere and I hear somebody holler bunny, I'll say, hey, but if I hear Bundino, I say, oh, that's somebody. I ain't even got to turn around. I know they know me. My lawyer, most people that know me don't even call me Bunny. They call me Bundino. And actually, they call me Bundino Sigalucci.
So,
well, you know I do Othello, too. Othello, the opera?
Yes, yes. You had a great couple of years ago?
And I tell the people, "Lusutate urcano, mucho mano de potegrare, no itarare che, legrare vulcana shpata, bandino sigalo che, comparamo, grazie."
That's awesome. Where did you learn Italian, Bunny?
I have Italians in my family, but that's part of Othello, the opera. You know, and I had to learn it in Italian. And one of the hardest words I had to learn was hurgano, hurgano. You had to make it roll back. And I just love doing it, too, because when you do opera, you get hand claps, but you get bravo. And mm-hmm. I have a picture of me the first time I did opera, and I seemed like a little kid, just so happy to get that response from the people. But Bandino, the album was, I had done the whole album, and the guy said, well, you don't have no rap on it. So we went back and we got the two rap songs called I've Been There Before and Keep On Stepping. And the song La Vida, that's the song I wrote that song 40 years ago.
Beautiful.
And every time I went to put a song out, she said, well, when are you going to put my song out? When are you going to put my song out? So I got so tired of hearing it, I put it out this time. And the song for Sig, that's my brother, who used to work with Donna Washington. The song she had, Where Are You? Where Have You Gone Without Me? My brother wrote the song with me, Your Body's Here With Me, Patti LaBelle's I'm In Love Again, and he did the string arrangement on Love Me, Don't Want You, Baby, and the Spinners he wrote with me, He Don't Love You Like I Love You, He'll Never Love You, Baby, Like I Do. So the song on my album, Song for Sick, that's something he wrote. I found it on back in the day, and I have a problem now. Nobody sells cassettes anymore, and that's what I write with. And I found an old cassette. My brother had this song on it, and I called the song Song for Sig, you know. And it was homage to him because he was really – he played with all of us. He played with Instant Funk, you know, I was older than them. He was older than I, but all of us got together, and it was like a musical thing. And he would come to the session, and he would just have fun, you know. You know, he played the organ, and he wrote music, and he started writing arrangements when I started doing a lot of recording. Mm-hmm. So I have stuff on him, and I have some more stuff, too.
It's really cool because, you know, in the 70s, I was in Brazil. I grew up, I was born and raised in Brazil. And it's such a surreal experience to have heard your music back home and now to be talking to you. your Instant Funk, I Got My Mind Made Up, You Can Get It, Girl, you know, from the 70s. Tell us about your relationship with Instant Funk, with this new Buttermilk and Cornbread. That must have been really cool to reconnect with them. Were you always close to them throughout the years?
Well, the bass player is my engineer. And the other guys, they work in most musicians now, they work in churches on the weekend. That's where all the great musicians are now, playing in churches and stuff. And what I did with Instant Funk, I said, okay, I'm going to pull you on my album to try to get a deal to do an album on you guys, you know, to bring you back. And it said, that's why there's a picture of us back together again, Funny Sigler featuring Instant Funk, you know. And in fact, on the video, there's a trombone solo. And that was done by Clifford Adams. He passed away. That was the last thing. He used to play with Kool and the Gang. Mm-hmm. And he played on the record. And on the video, I'm making like I'm playing and stuff. And I don't play trombone. I had a problem one time. I was supposed to have a horn to my mouth when I'm singing. And they had to cut it, some kind of do that over so it looked like I'm playing. I said, Lord, I had to say it over there.
You should have told him, this is, you know, I'm multi-talented. I can play a horn and sing at the same time.
Well, no, it didn't look right. So they had to cut in something else. But I got it done. And I got some calls for dates. I said, well, no, I'm booked up. I can't play right now. And I tried to play, and the guy said, no, man. Go back to the guitar and the piano. Leave the trombone alone.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sitting here trying to. I'm sitting here trying to be quiet, but man, Bunny, you cracking me up over here, man. I don't know. I'm no more good after talking to you, man. Look.
Well, man, I'll be having fun, and that's what I tried to tell the guys about when we was recording. I said, let's have some fun, and we just went on and just jammed. And the relationship now is we're back together again. And
that's
I'm trying to do whatever I can for them. But the bass player, Raymond Earl, he's my engineer. And I don't know how to work computers. I just bought a laptop. So now I'm learning how to get to my email and a couple things. But I don't know as much as I should know. But I know enough now to just make music and try to make better music for the world. And my lawyer hates for me to think of something because I think about it. I'll write a story about it in a minute. You know, I have a connection with kids. If I was walking somewhere with you and a mother had her kid, the kid is going to look right at me for some reason. I have a connection with babies.
That's awesome.
They'll look me right in the eye. You know, I love them, you know, and when we go somewhere, if we see a kid, my wife says, oh, come on, don't be looking at that baby. Y'all gonna be looking at each other. Leave it alone. But it just fills my heart with joy, you know, when I look at them, they look back, and they can tell whether you love them or not, you know. They can see goodness in you.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. You're young at heart. You have a beautiful spirit about you, and children pick that up. So. Absolutely. Like I said, my daughter loves your music.
Well, I told her I'm going to do a movie, do an album. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to have all a whole lot of kids. They're always just around me. I told my wife I wanted to start a daycare and get on the floor and play with them, you know. I just have fun. So just writing a song about it, just being around.
Yeah,
that's away from the Bundino. That's away from the Bundino. There's a thing on my album called When I, The Lawyer, the song, Forgive and Forget. He was real sick, and I thought that's when everybody had this bad flu, real bad.
Mm-hmm.
And getting back to Clay was talking about the power of music, and he was doing terrible, and I did a demo on this and sent it to his house. And he was talking about how that made him feel better than all the medicines that they were giving him.
Mm.
You know,
that's
and
right.
It was. And in fact, nobody knew it was me singing. And I did it with. I recorded it on my. I use a 4-track cassette player to record. I have a studio, but I don't know how to work none of the stuff. So if nobody's around, I got to write on a cassette. That's what I do. And now I found out they're not selling no cassettes anymore, so I got to use some of the old ones over. But it's all Hov's music and stuff, though. But that's where I be coming from. And the song Stand Up for What You Believe, I just wrote a song, too, called Stand Up for Cancer. Because standing up is the answer. They talk about people, they make fun of people who ain't got no hair. They do that because they ain't never been there. So they need to stand up for cancer because standing up is the answer. And we're doing that now. That I see so much stuff they do. This is Cancer Month.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
This is the month.
Socially related videos, and you know you're always on top of what's going on, and that's pretty awesome. You're very involved and you're very aware, and you bring that awareness to the audience, and that you know you're not afraid to speak out on issues. So that's pretty awesome. I'd like to take a quick break and play Forgive and Forget. Did you have something to say, Bunny? I'm sorry.
I was holding. I just had me a little buttermilk and cornbread while I was talking.
Well, in that case. I'll wait
some buttermilk on me when I say something.
All right. Okay, well, let's all have some buttermilk and cornbread. Why don't we? We'll be right back. other than Bunny Sigler and our co-host is Clay Corley. Hi.
Hello.
You enjoy your buttermilk and cornbread?
Yes, it tastes so good. I put a little butter on it, too, a little real butter, country butter.
I love this song. This is pretty awesome. One quick question, and I'll turn over to Clay. Tell us about the TV show you briefly mentioned.
Well, I'm trying to get something that's called The Kids of Tomorrow. It's the club here called the Clef Club. I'm thinking about trying to do something from there. And it says the host will be hosted by me, but the kids are going to be the star. What I want to do is there's a lot of kids who don't have any mentors to teach them how to sing, you know, the new, you know, to sing funky. Everybody sounds the same. I heard one guy, he was on the TV, he said, man, everybody uses the same producers, so all the music is sounding alike. So there's a lot of people around who have the knowledge that I have in Philadelphia. I'm thinking of starting something here and then do it in every city because they got musicians who and singers who were out there. And even jazz, well, they do jazz at the Clef Club, but ain't no funk down there. So funk is going to be here no matter what. So I want to get them to funk, teach them how to do gospel. One thing, I heard a girl on one of the big TV shows the other night, they asked her, where did she start singing? She started in a choir. People asked me, they said, well, I'm nervous. How can I learn how to sing? I said, join a choir. So you can stand and learn how to sing. And, you know, being that some people are shy, but you need that somebody going to teach you harmony and teach you notes. And then sooner or later, whoever this girl, if she started in the choir, she's great now. So I felt, you know, good about what I was telling people.
That is awesome. I'm excited about that. I'd like to follow the progress on that. So all the best to you. And this is definitely something that's needed. For those of you that would like to call in, the show is wrapping up. We could talk to Bunny for hours and hours. I'm sure he could too, but it's a Sunday, and I'm sure he wants to get back to his family. But I'd like you all to have the number to call in. If you have a question, we'll take one call. The number to call in is 646-716-6301. Again, 646-716-6301. 6301, and I'm turning it back to Clay.
Yeah, Bunny, I'm telling you, I'm having a good time. I'm having a good time listening to you and Tanya, and just you know, you're taking me back. You know what I mean? And I'm a young buck to you. I'm 57 years old, but I was looking at your website and admiring, you know, quite a few of the pictures that you have up there. I mean, it's just a regular who's who in the entertainment world. And I'm talking big time entertainment, you know. So that just makes that statement that I made about that Walk of Fame stuff just even more, you know, unbelievable. But I'm going to go off subject 1 second and ask you who used to do your finger waves for you? What barber used to put your finger waves in for you?
It used to be Irv's Barbershops. The place, Sly's Barbershop.
Yeah, yeah.
They got a place called Sly's. It's on 29th Street. Irv used to have a place right next to the Uptown where he'd go down to the subway. He used to do my hair down there. And then when I went on the road, he showed me how to do my own hair, you know.
Yeah.
And so it was called a process.
Oh, yeah. My dad wore a process. My dad wore, matter of fact, my father was the first black bartender on 52nd Street.
Oh, man, you talking about my hangout. I used to go over there to do blessings. I can't talk about it on the radio.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
He used to work at Sam Drosner's spot called the Midtown on 51st and Market.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
but,
I used to always be up there.
Oh, yeah. But he used to wear Process too, and you know, I was just admiring yours. I know he used to go down Lancaster Avenue to get his done. A guy was doing his hair for like years and years. I can't even remember the name of it.
Well, only thing about the Process, if you go in the water, it's over.
Oh yeah.
You know. Yeah, I prayed. They wanted me to play football in high school. And I said, no, I ain't putting no helmet on my head. No, 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 no. You want to see a chicken, you keep coming up like that. You know, and then they came up with this other thing with the innovation where the deer hand, you can go in the water and stuff. But the Process,
yeah,
man, that was the thing. Like Nat King Cole had one.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't touch it, and you couldn't scratch it either. It'd be itching. You just had to stick it with a toothpick, man.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But see, a lot of people didn't know that was a process. They thought that was my real hair, though, you know.
Mm.
But
you
the truth
look
is out
modest.
There. Yeah, I had process.
As soon as I saw it, I just flashed right back to my dad. You know what I mean? Because that's sharp. That's what that was. You know, and a lot of older pictures that I have and a lot that I see you with, you know, back in the day, to wear the kind of vines that you were wearing, and for those that don't know, a vine is a suit, but to wear those vines, like, that was casual dress for you guys.
Oh, yeah, I wear a suit. You know, I go to these meetings. Anybody see me, I go somewhere, I'm in a suit or I'm dressed up. If I come somewhere in jeans or something, people say, man, what happened? You doing bad? You lost your money? I said, no, I just want to relax. I said, I'll be back tomorrow. And then I quit. I got winter white. In fact, white is the color I wear mostly. And some women came to see me sing, and they had a fit because I didn't wear white. They said, I wanted to see you in white. But I said, I wanted to change it. They said, we wanted to see you in white. So I make sure whenever I go somewhere, I got winter white, summer white, all kind of white. And now since I lost weight, I had to have about 20 suits cut down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but they all been, my daughter's getting married. In March, and she said,
congratulations.
Daddy, but she said she don't know what color. I said, oh, she said, I don't know what color I'm going to get, but I know you got a suit to match the color.
So,
I'd rather to buy a suit.
Yeah.
So, how's
and
the
then
Mrs.
You,
Bunny?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead,
uh-huh.
Clay.
No,
She's downstairs watching. What is the other channel? She likes to watch the murder mystery.
Oh, okay.
She thinks
well, give her my regards.
Okay. She's down there watching whatever the murder was. She watching boxing. She loves boxing, and it came on today. Boxing and football.
Hmm.
So I live in Parksburg now, Clay. Do you know where that is?
No. Where is that?
It's between Coatesville and Lancaster. And
oh, okay.
it's out in the country. I mean, like right now, I look out my window, it's like the dark side of the moon. It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
And doing nothing but you see a little truck that the Amish people go by in those little wagons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out in the country and it's really good. You know, I can just relax and think. And,
right.
The cornfields, ain't nothing out here but Walmart, a couple other places. But
yeah, you say Walmart is everywhere, right?
but ain't nothing out here but Walmart and Wendy's and McDonald's and what's the deal with some Italian restaurants? That's all. So I can't go to them. But it is. I think God put me out here so I could just relax. I go into Philly to take care of my business and stuff, and then I come back out here.
Yeah.
And relax, that's right.
Oh, it's a blessing. But I got my studio down in the basement, so I'll go. So I'm really blessed. I was sick last year. I weighed December 7th, I weighed 249 pounds. And I went through something this past, between now and then, I weigh 190 now. I'm in the best health. I'm almost down to my school weight.
Mm.
Awesome.
185. In fact, that video, I have a video of Buttermilk. That's the way that I am now. On the picture album, on the front of the album, that's when I'm 249. But, I mean, I didn't know that. I had to cut out the cakes and pies and the cobbler and the pig feet and the ribs and, oh, Lord, all those things. Pie alamo, cake alamo, everything. So I'm eating little portions of food. I do exercise and stuff. But I feel great, and I feel
awesome.
New ambition as far as to write songs and
good.
Stuff. And I will be,
and
I'm working on a jazz thing, too. I just thought about that.
Well,
that's what I was going to ask you. What are you working on?
Well, I cut a song with Grover Washington 7-8 years ago, and it's been in the can. And I've been doing some, putting some things together with that, and taking some old songs from back in the day. Song of You Must Remember This, a kiss is just a kiss, and a sigh is just a sigh. And dancing in the dark till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark. And old one, I don't think you remember, you don't remember. If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret, Johnny Ray. That's way back. But
yeah,
I'm putting another thing on it. I'm making it so it's coming out the hood, so it sound good.
Well, you know, I'll try to keep in touch with you because. I'm very interested in that project as well as the one that you have out now, Bundino. So, you know, hopefully I'll be able to, leave you my number and keep in touch with you because I really want to hear that jazz thing that you do.
Well, I'm working and I wrote some stuff too. There's a guy I used to play with Patti LaBelle. His name is Crockett. And he was with, I can't think of the sax player's name, a well-known, so he was playing with him when he died. But he did some songs with me, too. He's a great musician. And I'm in the process
Crockett was
now.
Patti LaBelle's musical director for a while.
Oh, yeah,
Crockett, I know Crockett very well. You know what? We know so many people. It's just unbelievable. Crockett, he played the wedding at, played the music at my first wedding. He did the music.
But you know he can play. You know he can play.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Crockett is dynamic. Oh, yeah.
Well, he got two songs on my album. The one called 911 because I'm having too much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the
mm-hmm.
other one, Now That I Got You Back, I Ain't Gonna Let You Go.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, wow.
This is a great album, Bunny. It's a great album. Like, everything you do is great. It's excellent.
It's from my heart, and I'm glad the response I've gotten from the people, and it just makes me want to work that much more. And I think by me having a place out in the country where I'm at now, I don't have a lot of distractions. If I don't like
right.
a thing, I have to go back and do it over. Go back and do it over.
Right, and you're in a great physical. Condition, your mind is clear, like you said, you feel great, so, you know, all that can only bring even more amazing songs and inspiration, so we're looking forward to it. I'd like to thank everyone that listened to the show. We are on iTunes. You can pass it on to others that may have missed the show. Please share. Please go to coloredpeople.net. We have Bunny's information there as a featured artist. I'd like to thank Clay Corley for joining us tonight. Check out Spotlight on Jazz and Poetry. That's sojpradio.com. And Bunny, I'm going to end this show with one of your Christmas songs. It's one of my favorites. But before I do, I like to ask you if you have any closing statements, any closing thoughts.
Well, I want to tell everyone they can reach my album stuff at I think it's Bunny Sigler, Bunzy Music and Music.com. And to everyone music-wise. I love you all, and I hope you enjoy the music. And it's more, as long as God gives me the strength, there's going to be more coming. I'm 74, but I'm just getting started. And I want to wish everybody a happy holiday. I know it's early, and I'm glad and I'm honored to be on the show and talking to you and everyone.
Thank you, Tony. It's an honor to us as well. Clay, thank you for your time. Thank you for your passion for your show, for your broadcasting jazz and poetry and edutainment, as you put it. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, well, it was a pleasure and an honor to get a chance to speak with Bunny Sigler. I mean, he's just a Philadelphia legend, not only Philadelphia, a music legend. And, you know, we have to learn how to give people their flowers and their roses,
yes,
while they're here. And
that's right.
Bunny, I owe you 4 dozen roses, okay? How about that?
All right, brother. Well, you know, I'm the one they call for to sing for everybody. You know, I get people asking me, they still here and ask me what I sing for them when they pass.
Yeah.
And
well, your website, I definitely wanna stay in touch with you, Bunny. So if I leave some information on your website, would that be all right?
Yeah. There's a thing in the Bunny 720, yeah. And I'll get it from Chip.
Okay. All right. Great.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of Chip, thank you, Miles High Productions, for making this possible. Chip, thank you so much for working with ColoredPeople.net. We appreciate you all. And until next time, we will have Clay Corley as a guest in the coming future. Bunny, my love to you, my love to your wife, and looking forward to meeting you one of these days. And thank you again for your time. We will Yes, go ahead.
I will say color.net. I ain't heard enough yet of the colorpeople.net. We'll go to the next song, Tanya Maria. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Okay. Never, ever be sorry for being yourself. I love you much. God bless everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in and for supporting us. Good night.
Good night.
Christ is born.